Archansky Sports Notebook, exclusively on 97.9 The Hill, WCHL.
Guess we'll find out how good Duke is on Saturday. This is Archansky with Monday Sports Notebook. Carolina went to Old Dominion seeking a must-win against a team I incorrectly said was still in the FCS, or Football Championship Subdivision. ODU moved up to Conference USA and the FBS Football Bowl Subdivision 3 years ago. But truth is, if you're not in one of the Power 5 conferences, it makes little difference. While Conference USA can put teams into bowls, they had games played in outposts like Nassau and Shreveport. Anyway, the Tar Heels did get their first win of the season, but accomplished little else, heading into the earliest Duke game of the modern era Saturday in Keenan. Power 5 schools have players who are bigger, stronger, and faster, and Carolina bowled over the Monarchs on offense and outmatched them on defense. It wasn't a 60-point win like in 2013, only 53-23. So what did Larry Fedora learn that will help him against the unbeaten Blue Devils? Not much, except he won't have another three or four players on an already injury-decimated squad. If Duke is half as good as its fans are crowing, it will be their second straight win over Carolina and probably a blowout. But at 3-0, the Blue Devils are in the running for the worst undefeated team in America. They have beaten NC Central 60-7, and Central lost its second game to Little Shaw almost as badly, 41-0. Duke also whipped a very average Northwestern team, which has yet to beat another Power 5 school. And Baylor? I cannot believe that is the same program that ran up more than 700 yards against the Tar Heels in 2015. That's what a sexual assault scandal will do, players being booted off the team and others leaving on their own. Coach Art Briles was fired, and former Wake Forest winner Jim Grobe coached the Bears last season. This year it's some guy I never heard of, and Baylor actually had a chance to beat Duke. The Tar Heels showed an improved running game behind sophomore Jordan Brown and freshman Michael Carter, and Chas Surratt played his best college game. But can they do that against Duke's best defensive front since the days of Mike McGee? And can the Heels contain quarterback Daniel Jones and some speedy running backs and receivers? I thought we'd have a better idea after the ODU game, but sadly, we don't. This is Archansky. See ya.